Hello.
This is Andrew with customer support. We'll return to your call. May I have your zip code?
Customer support for who?
Well, we answer the phone. It's a third-party call center, so we answer the phone for a number of companies that sell products.
Okay,
did you call about a order you placed?
I have a charge, two charges on my credit card that I don't know what they're for. Can you help me with that?
Okay, I should be able to. May I have your zip code?
40771.
Your first and last name?
Charles Rose.
Okay. I do see an account in your name here, Mr. Rose. Will you verify your address, please?
1176 South Highway 1064.
Okay. One moment. What's that city and state?
Woodbine, Kentucky.
Okay.
Are you still with me?
Yes, I'm waiting for your order to come up. One moment.
Okay. There's two charges, one for $7.95 and one for $56.95.
Okay. So in regards to the $7.95, that was for the generator that you ordered on October 23rd?
I never got it. That was a ripoff. Okay. What about the $56.95?
Okay. One moment. Okay, so in regards to the campaign, that was like a sweepstakes. You were trying to win the generator, and the membership is what you joined as well. That's the $56.95 charge.
That was totally, totally, totally misleading. Mm-hmm. Who do I talk to get both of these taken off of here?
Well, in regards to that charge, of course, that is an old charge from October, that $7.95. That went into the sweepstakes.
It says November 5th. Says November 5th and November 1st.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm referring to when you initiated this order back in October of this year.
And I still want, you know, how come it's just now showing up, though?
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure. I see it as October 23rd.
Why was it not on my October statement? You know, what I'm saying is who and how do I get this off of here? Because it was... What it was, and I, you know, when I did it, I thought it was awful good, too good to be true.
Mm-hmm.
A generator for $7.95, and now see there was nothing in that advertisement about joining a club for $56.95.
Mm-hmm.
So I would very much like to have this taken off of my bill.
Okay, I will definitely.
And it was through Netflix. Mm-hmm. Was it through Netflix? Is what I saw it through.
Okay,
so
who do I call
to complain about this to?
Okay. Well, we don't see the marketing campaigns, but this call is recorded for quality assurance. So the company that sponsors the campaign, they'll hear your comments. I will check with my supervisor to see what else we can do for you. Now, I can close the account, so they can't use your account anymore.
Now, say that again.
I can close
the
account. Yes, sir. One moment.
I'll
be right back
that.
With you. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm working on closing out the account. My supervisor's authorized me to go ahead and give you 35% of that back to your card. It will post back to your Visa in 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, who do I contact to report this fraud, to call it a fraud? I want them burnt. I mean, I'm 75 years old, and I know I shouldn't have done that when I saw that 795, but I did it anyway.
Okay.
And, you know, it's misleading to people, let alone us old folks.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well,
they need to be stopped.
Mm-hmm. I can't advise you in that regard. Now, based on what I see here, the terms and conditions are clear. This is what you authorize, and that's what they charge you for. But she is saying that she can go ahead and justify giving you that amount back, and the account will be closed.
Okay, the account's closed. Now, you're doing this because you're my credit card people?
No, this is a customer service call center. This is customer service call center.
Are you customer service for this company?
Yes. And we're following
there. Well, I want to speak to that company. I want to know why they screwed me, why they misled me and treated me this way.
Mm-hmm.
I want to talk to somebody from that company because that was wrong. It's just not right to do somebody that way.
Okay. We don't see what you saw, so there's no way that we can speculate as to what you saw. We don't see the marketing campaign.
Well, I know what I saw, and they said I could get a generator for $7.95.
Mm-hmm.
It had nothing to do with joining a club.
Okay. Hold on one moment for me.
Can you give me the name of that company?
One moment.
Phone number?
This is the only number that I have for the company. They don't have
I want the whole thing taken off, and I'd like to have an apology from them, too, but I know that'll never happen.
One moment, sir.
Or my generator. Can they send me the generator they promised me for $7.95?
Okay. Well,
can they send me the generator they promised me for $7.95?
Well, based on what I see here, you were taking a chance on winning that now. That is
now,
something
that
we have no control over.
That's not what was in the advertisement. Didn't say a thing about winning it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what really upsets me.
So at this point,
in other words, it's a way to get all they've done is get my money and taken advantage of a senior citizen.
Okay.
So
at this point, could I possibly get
the name of that company?
Well, at this point, my supervisor is saying that she can justify with the company giving you half of that back. And again, the account will be closed, and you will not incur any more charges.
No, I want to expose these people. I want a phone number and a name of that company.
Okay, one moment. Okay, so my supervisor is saying what she can do is justify giving you the full refund. Now, you will see that email first, and then you'll see the credit to your Visa in 3 to 5 business days. I can give you a customer service email address for that particular company. There is no number because this is the number that you would be redialing to get the call center.
Then let me have it.
Okay.
Or send me the generator like they promised.
Okay, you ready?
I'm ready.
It's support, SUPPORT, at TRYBEST, A, D as in David, V, A-N, T-A-G-E, discountshop.com. So you should have support at trybestadvantagediscountshop.com. And again, you're going to get an email that will indicate that you're getting the full refund. It will post back to your Visa in 3 to 5 business days.
Is that included the $7.95?
No, sir. That is that charge, like I indicated, that's from October, and that charge is...
You're going to send me back the $56.95.
Exactly.
Okay. You know, I'm on a fixed income.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not bitching to you. I'm stating facts. This is wrong. Do you know what I can do with $56? A lot more than what I just got.
Okay. Well, that's all we were able to give that back to you.
That put me, that $56 blew my whole budget, and now I have to borrow money from my daughter to get through this, to get through the month over this $56. You know,
so you will.
For those of you that are not on a fixed income, you don't really know what this company has done to me, and I think they need to be brought to attention for it.
Okay.
So
well,
I'm sorry you had to listen to it because you're customer support.
Yes, sir. Well, thank you for calling
but
customer support, okay?
I don't know
okay?
many other people they've done this way, but they ought to be totally ashamed of themselves, charging $56 to join a freaking club without knowing what it's all about. So thank you for listening, and I truly do appreciate the full refund. I'd like to have the $7.95 back, too, but I'll take what I can get. And I thank
all
you
right.
very much.
Thank you, Colin. Customer support is Zandra.
Zandra?
Yes, sir. All right. Well, thank
well,
you for calling customer
not
support.
These people because they're scam artists.
Okay. Well,
I
have
hope
a good
you're
evening.
Not working for them, honey. God will get you. Thank you.